This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The projected president-elect Joe Biden gave his first speech since being projected the winner over U.S. President Donald Trump following a tough campaign, speaking at a socially distanced drive-in rally in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. The president-elect said that he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
Tonight, we're seeing all over this nation, all cities and all parts of the country, indeed across the world, an outpouring of joy, of hope, renewed faith in tomorrow. Bring a better day.
Biden said his presidency will be about rebuilding America, and he called it an honor of his lifetime to be supported by more than 74 million voters. Biden appealed to Trump voters and said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. A nationwide AP vote cast survey has found that Biden voters and Trump voters had very different visions of the country and who should be its leader. We get the details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Biden voters surveyed by AP Votecast saw a nation in chaos and void in presidential leadership. While Trump supporters believed the economy was roaring back to health and the president was delivering on the dramatic political change he campaigned on 4 years ago. But Biden flipped the industrial states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by securing core Democratic groups. He won 55% of women nationwide, 56% of voters under 45, and 90% of black voters. Biden also led among moderate voters with 61% and outpaced Trump in the suburbs, 54-44. In urban areas, Biden won roughly two-thirds. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. Abiy said Friday that airstrikes had already neutralized rockets that can hit range of 300 kilometers from where they are stationed in other places in the vicinity. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, who he has described as a criminal clique bent on destabilizing the country, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. Despite growing international alarm, there's been a vow to make more airstrikes on Tigray, defending the move toward conflict as a limited operation necessary to restore law and order in the region. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Saturday that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict with Azerbaijan. In a statement to the Turkish presidency, Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it occupies and stated that Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. At least 1,000 people have died in nearly 6 weeks of fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous enclave internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but populated and controlled by ethnic Armenians. Shop streets and squares in Athens, Greece were silent and empty Saturday as a three-week nationwide lockdown to combat a sharp spike in coronavirus cases took effect. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Only supermarkets, pharmacies, primary schools, industries, and delivery food services remain open across the country. Greeks need a permit to venture outdoors and must text their requests. Movement is only allowed for work, doctor's visits, and exercise. Only hair salons were bustling with life after hairdressers were given an extension until Monday to allow residents to get their locks in order. Greek officials said that there was a 20% increase in confirmed infections in the past week alone.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.